Welcome to the Treasury of Solomon, where we go verse by verse through the book of Proverbs to find the wisdom that God has for us. Today's verse is Proverbs 1 and 20. It says, "Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets." Here we meet wisdom personified for the first time. We'll be studying wisdom personified and what she says for the rest of this chapter. Wisdom is the ability and the faculty by which we apply the knowledge that we have. Wisdom is a gift from God. It can't be learned. It can't be taught. It can't be studied or found in books. It comes from God and Him alone. He is the only source. The world has counterfeits for this that they falsely call wisdom, but for true godly wisdom, there is no counterfeit because only God can give it. It's interesting to note that wisdom is presented to us here as a person. Why would Solomon do that? Why wouldn't he just describe wisdom as a concept or an attribute or a faculty of the mind? Was this just for poetic or literary effect, or is there something more to it, something deeper to it? The benefit that we have, living now in these times, is that we can look back over all of biblical history and get a more comprehensive view than someone at that time would have been able to have. We're not in the dark about wisdom being personified. We know who's being referred to. Wisdom personified isn't just a character. It's referring to Christ. It's a foreshadowing of Him. It's a glimpse into His character and His nature. He is wisdom personified, and that's made abundantly clear throughout Scripture. 1 Corinthians 1 and 24 says, "But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." Christ is the wisdom of God. He is wisdom itself. We find this reiterated a few verses later in 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, which says, "But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Colossians 2 and 3, referring to Jesus, tells us, "In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." These verses, and many more just like them, make clear the fact that Jesus is wisdom. So when we're looking at this chapter and we find wisdom personified, or when we find it in any other chapter, we're not just dealing with a concept or a fictional character or representation. We're dealing with Jesus. The fact is made also clear in what wisdom tells us throughout the remainder of this chapter. The things that wisdom says are the things that we know to be in line with what we know to be true about the character of Christ. The other thing that we must note about the word wisdom used here is that in the Hebrew it's actually plural. In a more literal translation, it would be rendered wisdoms. This is important because we know that the wisdom of God is infinite. There's always more to have, and this shows that there's a multiplicity of it to be had. He doesn't just give us wisdom in one area or part of life. He gives us wisdoms, many of them, and that influences every part of our life. This shows His generosity and His willingness to give His people an abundance of what He offers them, which we know is part of His nature. He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. The next thing that we need to look at is the phrase "crieth," which is later reinforced by the phrase "she uttereth her voice" in the second half of the verse. The word "crieth" in the Hebrew means to give a ringing cry. Other versions of the Bible translate this word as "shout." What this reveals to us is that God earnestly wants us to have wisdom. The same way that we saw in the last verse that the sinners had an ardent desire for wealth and violence and murder, the Lord has an ardent desire too, but His is for His people to have and operate in wisdom. The Lord is never trying to hold anything back from His people. He wants you to have the best of the best. He wants you to have and enjoy the benefits of all that He has to offer. The only person ever holding us back from wisdom is ourselves. We hold ourselves back when we ignore the earnest cry of wisdom or listen to the earnest plea of the enemy telling us to ignore it. Either way, the result is the same. We're left without wisdom. That doesn't have to be the way that it is. Wisdom is something that we can have in our own life. It's something that we should have. It's God's will for us to have it. James 1 and 5 tells us, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." All we have to do is ask in faith, believing that we receive it, and God will give it to us. It's that simple. He just wants us to ask. The reason He doesn't just give it automatically is because He wants us to desire it and appreciate it. When we get something automatically, we tend to take that gift for granted and treat it as less valuable than it really is. Wisdom is far too precious of a spiritual substance for that, which is why we must ask for it in faith. The same way God is earnest wanting us to have it, we should be earnest desiring it for ourselves. The last thing we have to note about the word kriath we find in the Concordance. It goes further to say that this word means aloud for joy, cry out, be joyful greatly, make to rejoice, cause to shout for joy. This is a natural byproduct of wisdom. It comes with joy. God wants you to have joy in your life, and wisdom paves the way for us to feel and experience true eternal joy. We find joy in the same God in who we find wisdom. He's joy personified. When we looked at the sinful highway robbers, their ways led to misery, sorrow, grief, and pain in the end. But if we follow the path of the Lord, trusting in Him to grant us the wisdom that only He can give us, our way will be a way that leads to and ends in eternal joy. The same way wisdom cries out to us, we'll be able to cry out to the world around us in joy. We'll be rejoicing. We'll have a great abundance of joy, unspeakable and full of glory. When we live this way, we become a vehicle for wisdom to cry and shout through us, which draws even more men to desire wisdom. They'll want what we have, and we'll have the opportunity to point them to the source of where we got it, to God. The last thing we need to look at is the phrase without, which corresponds to the phrase in the streets. In the Hebrew, it means the outside, a street. God is making His case to His people, right out in the open, which reveals that it's inexcusable when men shun wisdom and when they run speedily after the paths of foolishness and wickedness. There's no reason not to come to wisdom. Wisdom presents itself unto all men, calling them to be wise and to flee simplicity. Christ is a gentleman, though. He never forces Himself or His ways on anyone who doesn't want Him. And we see that the effect of not taking His offer leads to the worst of what the world has to offer, while taking Him at His word and following Him leads to the best of what He has to offer. He makes His offer in our best interest. In the Concordance, it also goes further to note that this word without means outside of enclosed cities in the open country. This shows that He makes His case to everyone from everywhere. There's no one to whom wisdom isn't offered. It's offered to the educated, the uneducated, the intelligent, the simple, the prudent, and the foolish. No one is excluded except those who make the choice to exclude themselves. We're blessed that today we see this offer for what it is, that we see the Lord Jesus stretching out His hand, asking us to come down the path of wisdom with Him as He leads and guides us into all truth. If you feel like you lack wisdom, today's your day to get it. Don't wait another minute. Ask for it in faith and trust Him that He'll give you an abundance of it. Let's close in prayer. Lord, today we thank You for the wisdom that You've given us. Or if we don't have it yet, Lord, today we come before You in faith to ask for the gift of wisdom that we know that only You can give. And Lord, we trust that we've received it in full. Lord, we thank You that You don't just give wisdom, but that You give wisdoms, that You give a multiplicity of them, that You give in abundance. Lord, we thank You that You're always liberal with Your gifts to Your people. Lord, we thank You that not only do we have wisdom now, but that we also have joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, we ask that You use our joy and our wisdom to speak through us as You call all men to come to You and receive those same things in their life. And Lord, we give You all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Remember before you leave to hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, and remember to like and comment below. The wisest thing that we can ever do is give our lives to Christ and be born again. If you want to have Jesus as a part of your life today, all you need to do is invite Him into your heart to be your personal Lord and Savior. You then need to trust Him that you've been forgiven and choose to live for Him who died for you. We'll see you next time as we continue to explore the treasury of Solomon and study the King's Word together.